Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
I'm going to do a speed run of why you should get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Listen to all your favorites abroad when you're traveling. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, especially on that public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, venue, hotel. You can also get the Nord Password Manager in case you're always forgetting your password. It's available on all your devices and operating systems, whether it be TV, phone, laptop, desktop, whatever. You can even put it on your router. They also have the file encryption tool to help protect that. 24/7 tech support, so in case you don't know how to use it, they'll help teach you how to use it. The fastest VPN on the planet. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Maybe the game's blacked out, you want to get pay-per-views at other prices. NordVPN.com/Fightful has all of that, and there's always a great deal going on there, but here's the best deal. 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it, but you're gonna. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. It is February 24th. 2025. This is your WWE Raw review. Sean Ross Sapp. Great ending to that show. My God. Up and down in some spots. But listen, it infinitely better than the SmackDown that we watched on Friday, which tied into tonight's show. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I know you hear me say that, but it really does go a long way. Comment on this video. I'm in the comments every single day talking with you guys. If you're here live, drop a fruit emoji. We love it. Look at that. We love it. Send a super chat or a humper chat. If you're watching on YouTube.com/Fightful, well, by God, we had an awful lot for you today. Tiffany Stratton, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Bianca Belair, Roxanne Perez. Roxanne Perez saying she doesn't want advice from her former role model, CM Punk. Sami Zayn, very reserved. I mean, he's so kind. Like, he wouldn't elaborate on his contract status too much, but said he's going to be around for a while. Bianca Belair gave us our conditions for turning heel. Drew McIntyre called other wrestlers pussies. And we had Tiffany Stratton in person as well. We also had Chelsea Green last week. We have a new info doc when TNA tried and failed the Monday Night War. And last week we dropped a new interview with indie star Emily J. Get in those super chats like Drodacy did. Get in your humper chats over at humperchats.com. I am headed to Elimination Chamber on Thursday, weather permitting. I'm going to go film some videos with Jimmy on Friday, some LJN-centric stuff, since our audience did really, really well there. But, man, I'm just excited to be here to talk to you guys about wrestling, talk to you about Raw. That had a banger of a close in it. I mean, it just a fantastic way to end that show ahead of Elimination Chamber, and they needed it. And I think they've got to deliver at least a solid SmackDown on Friday, because that SmackDown last week, like, it's like they booked it at gunpoint or something. Like, what on earth, man? That was one of the worst Triple H era shows I've ever seen. Then they followed up with this, which was much better. Just worlds better. FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business, $64 a year in the business. Had the rundown. We're going to have producers, writers, backstage news, all that good stuff tomorrow as well. But let's talk about this show. Thanks to our moderator, Luis, for helping us out. But we kicked off with a Logan Paul promo. It's okay. Like, there was a lot of cheap heat on this show. Like, him bringing it, look at what y'all are doing to Joe Burrow. And it's like, he's had winning seasons like every year the last 4 years. It's all right. You know, like, we're not going to sit here. But I think even Pat McAfee was like, he went to a Super Bowl. What are we doing here? But There was also the chili reference. And I was like, okay, we get it. I didn't realize, like, our area, I'm from Lexington, but claim Cincinnati as well. I didn't know that, like, world renowned for skyline chili. I didn't know that. But if you stepped over on, into the Kentucky territory and you buried KFC, you would get, like, resounding applause. So, like, the food stuff, I don't get the food heat, but Logan Paul cuts his promo and it's just, it's okay. It's not great. He's saying, because I'm humble and all that. I'm like, all right. It's just nothing that stands out. He stands out in the ring, but from just a heat getting standpoint, like, there's not a lot that he says that really draws that. But CM Punk gets involved. I actually liked their interactions. I thought that they worked really well. An interesting note, usually when there is physicality involved, there's a producer assigned. There was no producer assigned to this segment. And Shane Helms, who usually produces Logan Paul's segments, actually produced the LWO New Day segment. But once they get into the cage on... is it Saturday? Thank God Saturday. It's going to be good. Like, Logan Paul's going to do incredible things. And CM Punk says he's going to win that match, make history, and Logan Paul is going to be history. I think there's a big question mark, like, around who faces Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul has enough first-time matches to where a lot of stuff seems interesting. I've always thought, like, you know, he and New Day against, you know, Ray, Penta, and maybe Bad Bunny. I wish Bad Bunny would do it. Like, do a real big celebrity match. But there's people saying Cena. I think Cena faces Cody, man. I think that's the way that goes. I'm interested, and I want you to let me know in the chat, in the comments. With The Rock coming back, does that adjust your expectations for WrestleMania? Does that make you all think, okay, well, now this is getting moved over here? Because, like, to me, objectively, The Rock getting involved makes WrestleMania more interesting. It's just, you know, the execution of it. How will that go? Punk versus Cody is absolutely a WrestleMania quality match. John Cena versus Cody is as well, though. It's one of those that you could look at and go, oh, okay. That's a main event. I had somebody actually in AEW that hit me up and they're like, what do you think the Rock's involvement is? And their idea to me is like, this is the last chance John Cena ever has to turn heel. Maybe he turns heel with The Rock. And I was like, I can't believe he would at this point. It'd be cool. I would love it, but I couldn't believe that it would happen. I don't think Rock is going to wrestle, like, based on what I'm seeing now. At least as of last week, people were telling me that he only wanted to do appearances for right now. He's got a Scorsese movie coming up, so, like, can you risk that? Scorsese will show up and beat Rock's ass if he gets hurt. You don't mess with a Scorsese movie, man. Ah, man. Want to know what you guys think. Logan Paul confronted AJ Styles backstage, and AJ Styles is like, yeah, you eliminated me from the Rumble, but that's the name of the game. That's the way that goes. Somebody asked if The Rock needs to drop weight for that. That's something that Andrew Baydala, a good friend of the show, mentioned on his videos. If you all don't check out his videos on Twitter, you really should. He does a really great job, and he has a good podcast with Juicy Springsteen, who I've known for quite a while. I believe a CSR alum is Juicy Springsteen. But I believe you'll probably have to drop some weight for that as well. So Logan Paul, AJ Styles seems like a direction they could absolutely go. But I do think the biggest variable in who faces who and where the chips fall because of The Rock's involvement might be Logan Paul. And it might be because he fits with so many different people. Like, they could put him against Cena and they would, you know, get mainstream coverage. They could put him in that New Day Rey Mysterio type of thing. It would get coverage. They could put him against virtually anybody. and it would work out very well. Ludwig Kaiser defeated Penta and Pete Dunne. Man, so I didn't go to the show. It was in Cincinnati, but I missed a fun in-ring show. A very fun in-ring show. Holy shit. The Mexican Destroyer off of Ludwig Kaiser onto Penta. Woo! Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. This match was really good. Like, these, they know what gets Penta over, and it's having banger matches. Like, they've got a pretty good handle on that. But this was a good way to have Penta, quote-unquote, not win. I don't think he took the pin, did he? I think Pete Dunne took the pin. But it was a good way to give Penta a loss without physically pinning him. And Ludwig Kaiser to get a win, because Ludwig Kaiser, listen, he's got the endorsement of The Undertaker. He's got a lot of people looking at him as a guy that can deliver on that level. I've had a lot of people asking me about the Logan Paul thing with him and Tiffany. I don't think that's a shoot, but I don't know for certain, but that screams work to me. I think that, I mean, Logan Paul wouldn't even say, like, he wouldn't even say who his first celebrity crush was on camera because of, I believe, his fiance or wife or whatever that may be. So I can't imagine there's really anything unbecoming going on there in that sense, of which Kaiser would have taken exception to. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but that would be kind of surprising to me. Ludwig Kaiser getting this win, I'm all for. Now, I don't know what is to become of Pete Dunne. I think at this stage, he's effectively, I mean, he'll probably face Kaiser now because Kaiser sort of stole the win. But Penta is, you know, he's allowed to be frustrated with Ludwig Kaiser. He should be effectively done with Pete Dunne at this point. Not a whole lot of benefit in continuing that one, but I would like to see some story added to Penta. We've seen him there. We've seen him pop up. We've seen him do the hand gesture, all that. I want to see a little bit of a story develop out of that. That's what I'm looking for. Somebody's asking me my top three Scorsese movies. Let me pull up a list and I'll let you know. Listen, I love Shutter Island. Is that one of his? The Departed, I think, is the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm definitely more of a modern day Scorsese guy as opposed to older films. So, but I mean, The Departed is the best movie that I have ever seen. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but it's the best movie I have ever watched. Wolf of Wall Street, that's, again, so I like that group. I like Jonah Hill, like Leonardo DiCaprio. I need to watch Gangs of New York again. It's been a while. Goodfellas probably would be in that top three as well. I would, yeah, that's what I'd narrow it down to. Let me know in the comments your favorite three guys. And, like, people say Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm going to check that out this week. Maybe I'll download that for the flight. It's a solid idea. We got a Bayley promo with Roxanne. Nicholas says, do you think it's Bayley versus Roxanne at Mania? Yeah, I do. I think that it gets kicked off a little bit at Elimination Chamber, and I think they go to WrestleMania. Roxanne did a media interview today and or did a media scrum with a bunch of us today. It's easy to forget that she has been on TV her entire adult life, from ROH to her spot on TNA that she did to NXT to WWE. And she told me that her first NXT match, she felt accustomed to that. She had time cut from it against JC Jane, and Shawn Michaels said, this is a sink or swim situation, and we're going to find out. And she felt like she went out there and did great, and she felt comfortable after that. That is a level of confidence that you really can't teach. It's pretty impressive. New Day defeated LWO. You have Cincinnati legend and TNA legend Pac-Man Jones there watching Xavier Woods. I just want to say this. Joaquin Wilde was dialed in tonight. Man was dialed in. New Day gets the win. I'm ready for a story here, too. Another one, much like Penta. We saw the turn. It was one of the greatest turns in wrestling history. An all-timer promo. Almost won promo of the year in the Fightful Awards. It is just one of those things where I want to see a follow-up. And I don't know if they've done that appropriately. You've had the Ray thing, and he's off TV for a little bit, but you can bring him back and then kind of develop that story. But is it going to be Dragon Lee? Because Dragon Lee's the one that came out and made the save. I shouldn't even give this person breath, but what does it say? Somebody goes, Sean, why are you so sensitive on Twitter? You get so easily mad. Fella, you came to my live stream at 11 p.m. Eastern to complain about another adult on Twitter. I do not think you have any room to call anybody sensitive. Gorilla Press says, watch Heretic, it makes you think. That has been on my watch list for quite a while. I just haven't been able to do it yet. Who do you guys want to see New Day feud with? Again, I think Ray and Dragon Lee make an awful lot of sense, but I'm going to tell you all about something I loved on this show. Gunther. Now, you can say, like, some of the matches haven't quite been, like, it hasn't been, like, the biggest championship reign as far as, like, banger matches or anything. But Gunther always exudes champion to me. Like, everything that he does, everything that he says, he carries himself like a champion. He sounds like a champion. I believe every single thing that Gunther says. If he gives somebody props for giving him a good match or for beating him or for coming close to beating him, that adds to their value because I believe what this man says. I look at it and I go, okay, he endorsed this person, or he's not endorsing this person. I believe him, but is there a motivation behind it? So when he doesn't sign off on somebody like Damian Priest or Sami Zayn, it does make me go, okay, is this him just, you know, using my goodwill and trust and making me go, no, he really doesn't deserve this shot? Or does his character sincerely believe it? Or is there like a little sliver of him that goes, well, Sami Zayn beat me that one time, so he could again. Jey Uso almost beat me. Maybe he could again. But he brings out his hand-picked opponent, Akira Tozawa. And listen, I'm just spitballing here, but you know what? I would say among the WWE roster, somebody that Gunther sincerely probably wanted to wrestle was Akira Tozawa. Now, I know that these days, a lot of wrestling fans, especially younger wrestling fans, know Akira Tozawa as the comedy wrestler. One day, this guy is going to get a run in NXT, and it's going to blow your mind. Or you could just go pull some PWG footage. Because, man, 14 years ago, I was watching Akira Tozawa team up with Kevin Owens against El Generico and Ricochet, one of the best tag team matches you will ever see in your life. One of the best matches ever. Seeing him team with Shingo Takagi against T-Hawk, and I can't remember who else it was. One of the best tag team matches you'll ever see. Just killing it in Dragon Gate. Killing it in PWG. I mean, you go back and you can see him and Grand Metalik in the Cruiserweight Classic. Incredible match. This man was an unbelievable wrestler. And I mean, in there with so many of the guys that you know as the best wrestlers of today, the Pacs, Ricochet, Zack Sabre Jr., Buddy Murphy, Buddy Matthews now, Johnny Gargano, the Young Bucks, Kevin Owens. He has had incredible matches with all these people. And that's not been his role of late. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not complaining about that because what we got was this wonderful developed story out of one night. And Akira Tozawa comes out and he's a little intimidated, but he believes in himself. And Gunther says, you know, me and you are a lot more alike than what you think. We come from decorated backgrounds. We got in the best shapes of our lives to pursue this. But I became a world champion and you started doing it in TikTok dances with these weirdos. And I take exception to that. You could be so much more. Whew. And then Akira Tozawa gave him everything he could handle in like maybe 4 minutes or so. This is like, and again, I don't know how long the match was yet. If anybody can get me the time on that, that'd be great. But if this was 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, this was almost as good of a 3, 4, or 5 minute match as you will see. And I see people saying squash matches, but it wasn't a squash match. It was a quick match is what it was. A squash match is like one-sided, at least by my definition. I mean, who the hell am I to say that's the definition? But a squash match I look at as just one side offensive domination. That's it. This was competitive, man. This is good. I thought that Akira Tozawa was going to tap out to that Boston Crab, and that would help get that move over a little bit for the Jey Uso feud. He got to the ropes, and you had Otis over there supporting his dude. This was a phenomenal match, a phenomenal promo. By the way of scripting, execution, the way that Gunther delivered it, the way that Akira Tozawa reacted to it, the way that Maxine and Otis were selling it on the outside. This was phenomenal. Then the match itself, fantastic. I thought it was done with the powerbomb. Then he got through, he being Tozawa, applied the choke, still got powerbombed and choked out. This was freaking awesome. Then afterwards, Gunther lays it down a little bit more and goes after Otis. So then you can have an Otis versus Gunther match along the way, whether it be, you know, it doesn't need to be next week because they got two title matches next week. They had two title matches tonight too, but you can sell that for a couple weeks down the line because, you know, you probably have a Jey Uso interaction there. Jey made the save. Insane pop. Like, listen, guys, you all can talk about how Jey Uso is not Billy Robinson in the ring or whatever, but that man is over to such an insane degree that it's undeniable. It's undeniable. And it's not like he's incapable of having a great match. He had a great match against Gunther last year. Like a year ago this week on Raw, they had an incredible match. They're going to have a good match at WrestleMania. It will happen. Backstage, you see Jey Uso tending to Tozawa in the trainer's room. And then Grayson Waller approaches him. And Austin Theory says, looks like whoever's friends with you needs an ice pack. It's the dumbest line I've ever heard. It was so stupid. But it did pop me. It did pop me. Jey Uso ends up super kicking him. A lot of good crowd interaction here. He didn't like need to say much. Just threw up his hands and kind of taunted that. So you're going to get Jey versus Waller. You'll probably get Jey versus Austin Theory in some capacity as well. But I thought they did this exceptionally well. I just thought they did a really, really good job. Steven Harden says, do you think Randy Orton or Roman Reigns or both show up Saturday? They should. Roman Reigns should absolutely show up in the midst of the Cody Rock stuff. And, but I mean, I also feel like if you were going to have Roman Reigns there, and this is just is a theory, not a report or anything like that, I feel like if you were going to do that, you would advertise him. That way you move a little bit more tickets. Now, they're sitting at just, I think it's like at 30,000 right now, which is good. Don't let anybody convince you or try to tell you that that is not a good number. It is a good number. 30,000 objectively is a great number for Elimination Chamber in Toronto in that damn weather. I'm sure they wish it was like 40,000, but 30,000 is a phenomenal number. But I would probably promote him. However, Randy Orton, does he fit right into the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens thing? Because he has been like sort of the odd man out in absence. And I know that they have wanted him involved in WrestleMania, but I haven't specifically heard of anything. So I'm hopeful that he's back soon. But you've had Karrion Kross going after Sami Zayn an awful lot. And listen, Karrion Kross is getting a little buzz about him. For all the people that talk about Jey Uso not being able to work, I see that a lot with Karrion Kross. And if you want somebody like that, well, Sami Zayn is a phenomenal person to have. Got somebody asking, will Ibu ever come back? Love the show either way, Sean. I will work with Ibu in the future, you know, barring some unforeseen horrible thing. Like, I know there were a whole lot of people that, honestly, the majority were the absolute worst kind of accounts on Twitter that wanted me to just block him, bury him, never talk to him about him again. Yeah, sorry. If that were the case, you all would have had a bunch of people do that to me. However, there were a lot of people that meant an awful lot to me that expressed concern, frustration about that. So, given some time off, I'm doing the show myself. Lots of discourse around Jay is in bad faith, I think. Yeah, like, I mean, I know that a lot of people hold the Royal Rumble in a very special regard. And man, I'm one of them. I've done 3 long form features and like over 12 hours of interviews about the Royal Rumble. So like, I care about it a lot. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of the things that got me into pro wrestling. But not every Royal Rumble has to be like the John Cena win would have been. I think Jey Uso winning was fantastic because it was completely out of left field and nobody saw it coming. Do I think that they should have had Jay lose at Saturday night's main event? Well, maybe not. Ryan says, Sean, any update on Becky and what's holding up her return? Are they holding off till after Chamber, or is she really contemplating retirement? So, how do I address this? FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business, reported she is signed to a deal. They have made creative pitches for WrestleMania. They do hope that she'll be involved in WrestleMania. I don't know what those pitches have been, though. Because I believe Bayley, Roxanne, Charlotte, Tiffany, we know, Rhea, Bianca. Now, here's what should happen. Becky versus literally anybody she wants. But you're going to have a tag title match as well. I think that's good. You should have 5 or 6 women's matches on those shows. However, there was a report or an interview aggregated, and it was from like a year ago. And it was her talking about her uncertain future. That was a year ago when her contract was coming up. Not now. She was looking at taking some time off like well ahead of time. So that's like she's closer to coming back than she is being gone at this stage. Danny Quang says, hey, Sean, was wondering your thoughts on the loser leaves stardom match between Kamatani and Tam Nakano, and if there's any interest in them from WWE, AEW, if they are free agents soon. So I don't know if this match is happening or just happened. I haven't seen it. Stardom isn't my usual beat or anything like that. So if it's happened, I have not seen it as of yet. If it's happening, well, I'll watch it. But Tam Nakano, I don't know if there's been interest from WWE. It wouldn't surprise me to see like AEW use her at some point. I mean, they had her on Forbidden Door, and they had, I think it was Willow defended the TBS title against her last year. Was it? I believe so. And I've heard nothing like but positives surrounding that. But I also haven't necessarily heard, oh yeah, we got to get her in or anything like that. Anytime that a Joshi wrestler starts to get a little bit of buzz in America, boy, does that snowball. Like, I was surprised Maki Ito didn't end up getting signed in some capacity, but I think that that ended up working out better because she attracts people in the indies and is able to do that effectively. And then when she pops in for a cameo, it works out really well. Mina Shirakawa, I think she ends up getting signed. Kamatani is a little bit different because she's a lot younger, so I could see that being a possibility. But I haven't, to be clear, I have not heard of anything about that. Tell you what I have heard about: my people over at Ketones IQ. Check it out at ketones.com/Fightful. This was developed by Stanford engineers. They got a Department of Defense contract. That's how good this stuff is. A clean shot of energy with no sugar or caffeine. But they recently launched Ketone IQ Plus Caffeine, which is...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
5 grams of ketones plus 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea, and it tastes great. I take it before a long shift at work. Took it before this podcast. Want to make sure that I stayed focused, especially on a show that is just me. And I'm going to work out after this. So I want to make sure that I am locked in as possible. And ketones does that for me. Just one little shot like this, I'm good to go. I tried a lot of different things, a lot of different supplements to focus. This one has helped me an incredible amount. Makes me feel great. And I would encourage you guys to really check out a lot of their partnerships and some of the athletes that work with them. Olympic athletes, professional athletes, top cyclists around the world. Right now, you save 30% off your first subscription order and receive a free 6-pack of Ketone IQ with ketone.com/Fightful. That is ketone.com/Fightful. The person who put the banner here didn't do it right and put ketones.com/Fightful. No, it is ketone.com/Fightful. I legitimately have these like loaded up, ready to go on my desk. This is what I need for these solo shows. So every Monday night that you see me and you're like, man, how does he have energy at 11:30 p.m.? Listen, that's what it's from. You know what? You might see these commercials on TV where people are just drinking ketones and they're out there and they're just dandy. They're having a good time. They feel great. You can look at them. They're focused. They're locked in. And if you say, no, Sean, I haven't seen those commercials, that's because I made it up. But that's how you'll feel. I'm not going to fire the person that messed that banner up. I mean, hopefully Ketone understands. It is sincerely a wonderful product. Lyra Valkyria defeated Dakota Kai. Phenomenal match out of these two. A bit abrupt, honestly. a little bit abrupt. I'm going to leave the key tone down there, give them a little bit of a bonus publicity since we messed that up. But Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says, call me crazy. I think it should be Lyra versus Becky. I think that'd be great. The teacher, I don't want to say the teacher, but the mentor sort of coming back after Lyra and giving that Intercontinental title a boost. Drodacy says, is Lyra okay? She looks shaken after the apron spot. Based on what I heard, she appeared to be okay. And Gorilla Press says, Dakota killed it. Yes, she did. She absolutely did. Now, I forgot what it was like to criticize a wrestling show on Twitter. Because, I don't know if any of you follow me, but sometimes you'll see people go, why didn't you bury that AEW segment? I don't really bury any segments on Twitter. Because I see some of the weirdest excuses ever for anything. But also, you invite really toxic people. And anybody that's followed my Twitter sees that kind of happens anyway with me, just because of the nature of my job. But I stopped largely criticizing stuff. But all I said, after Ivy Nile attacked Dakota Kai after this, and then said, I'm coming for that title. I'm going to do it every single week until I get a title shot. I just said, why didn't they have Ivy win last week? And I had a bunch of people say, well, they just wanted to extend the title reign for Lyra. Give her more defenses. And here's what people will try to make it. They'll be like, oh, you don't like Dakota? I love Dakota. I think she's a wonderful person and a great performer. She doesn't write the show. She doesn't script the show. Ivy Nile doesn't script the show. Lyra Valkyria doesn't script the show. Dakota Kai just lost an Intercontinental title match. She won no singles matches since then and got put in a top contendership match. Huh? Now keep in mind, they script the show. They decide who wins and loses. It's not like, nobody else is ready. Get them ready. Script them to be ready. Alba Fire, out there doing nothing, working main event. Okay. Natalya can't get on TV. Okay. Shayna and Zoe ain't been seen for a long time. I don't know about a long time, but a while. They ain't been seen in a while. Okay. There's at least four people. I just don't get it. And people being like, oh, well, yeah, they're just extending the reign. What is it? Okay, so now Dakota Kai has lost twice. So here's what we're looking at. Okay, so here's what we're looking at. The Intercontinental Champion and the U.S. Champion are put in positions where they have to lose matches because of the Elimination Chamber, right? The current tag team champions that just won those titles lost to Dakota Kai and Io Sky, right? Dakota Kai gets an IC title match, loses that. Io Sky lost her Elimination Chamber qualifier, is going to face Rhea Ripley off of a loss for that. That would at least make sense. I can live with that. Bayley beats Lyra to get into the chamber. Chelsea's got to lose for somebody to get into the chamber. The tag team that defended the tag titles tonight had already lost a non-title match to the team they were defending it against tonight. There is very little protection of champions and very little development of contenders. So then you back yourself into this position. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy here. They're like, you got to protect some people all the way to the bottom right now, because you guys instituted mid-card championships because Chelsea Green and Meechan did such a good job with that feud. But you see why, right? Like, they had time, and they had time cut as well, but they had time. They had segments. They were able to get over their personalities, and people cared about them. But now it's just like, okay, well, here's this girl that people kind of like. Yeah, sure, she lost an IC title match already, but let's throw another one in there. Now, hey, if for some reason Dakota and Io are booked to compete for the tag team titles, well, that would probably make sense to me because Judgment Day, they just beat them, right? But since beating the now tag team champions, see what I mean? Just L's everywhere. Not a lot of protection in this company. And I don't even necessarily mean a protection from a wins and losses standpoint. How dumb did it look on Friday when Tiffany Stratton is out there getting her ass whipped by everybody under the sun? There's three people out there around Tiffany Stratton. And here comes Trish charging out 10 minutes into it. What? Did she fly there? Like, when she saw it happen? I don't know, man. Gorilla Press said, "Sup, Sean, did you notice Ivy Nile's black eye makeup is now smeared like Aleister Black? Chad left to learn the dark arts could be a tease." I don't know if that's necessarily a tease, but I did notice it. I just didn't know what to make of it. I'm going to ask about it, but I didn't know what to make of it necessarily. Do you guys think there's anything behind that? Oh my God. Get the hose, man. Like, I'm about ready to dump this water all over myself after this Sami Zayn vignette, this promo that he did. I spoke to Sami Zayn today as well. Said that he'll be with WWE for a long time to come, which is great to hear. It's the right place for him. Would love to see him face some of the people in AEW, but listen, man, if you can get in WWE and get booked well in WWE, you're going to stay in WWE. And he's doing phenomenally there. And this is a great indication of that. And a natural thing, a natural piece of criticism that will come with this feud with Kevin Owens is, again, although I don't see nearly as much of that with this feud. Like, people are largely invested in it, right? Which is good. But he said that he went to Kevin Owens' house, much like Kevin Owens went to his house, but he saw Kevin's mom. And she was in good health, and they caught up. And he's just like, man, we've never brought family into this before. It's like, and I felt horrible. I felt ashamed. And he said, all I can say to Kevin Owens is, it's going to be a bad time for you. He's like, it's going to be a bad time for me too, but it's going to be really bad for you. And there was something so daunting about that. Ooh, that was good stuff, man. That was really good stuff. Sami Zayn doesn't need to scream. You listen to Jake Roberts, and he talked about how it's on the Undertaker podcast that just dropped. He talked about how he hurt his vocal cords and he couldn't really scream. And then he was like, you know, it kind of sucks to see people scream. Sami Zayn was just so natural. And that's a way that I like. Like, if you're going to mess somebody up, you don't have to tell them how bad you're going to mess them up. Like, you feel confident in your ability to handle that business. And Sami Zayn felt very confident. It was so good. So good. Tell you another segment that I liked an awful lot. Braun Breaker versus Dominic Mysterio. So when FightfulSelect.com broke this news, I was like, oh, Damn, okay. They got this match made. Judgment Day had argued backstage. They're really teasing adding a new member by not adding a new member. And naturally, there's going to be, you know, questions about Malachi or Aleister Black because of the goth elements of Judgment Day, the dark elements of Judgment Day. But we see Braun Breaker and Dominic Mysterio. And this man, Dominic Mysterio is just so good at his job. This dude is so good at his job. Nepotism in the most fantastic way. Because they're contributed to his character. And he's indispensable. But Braun Breaker is also one of those cases of like, listen, if... Even if like his dad wasn't who his dad was, he was going to get where he was going to get. Because he's kind of undeniable in that sense. Like that friggin' Frankensteiner is insane. And him just taking out Judgment Day one by one. Oh, I like it, buddy. I like it. Rafael Garcia said, didn't watch Raw tonight, so I'll be positive. We have new women's tag champs. Uninspired. We might get Braun Finn. What does Carlito do? Carlito don't do shit but collect that check and do interviews with Chris Van Vliet. Amazing. What a job. Sammy KO looks fun. Get Dom out of the women's division. Stories are finally progressing. Break up already? Gosh. Oh, I've got things to say about Dom later on. And that's me saying he's fantastic at his job tonight as well. I was very excited for this match when I saw that it was announced too. But you had the Finn, Braun Breaker look, exchange, all that. It'd be a good one. Braun Breaker needs to win that decidedly as well. Gorilla Press says, I'd like to think the Ivy run-in is more or less character development for her and the direction of the faction story. Capture gold before I return. Yeah, but if she's getting title shots by just attacking people, I'm like, just pick up some wins. That's it. Like, listen, man, my bar to clear is very low. Tell me she won some matches on Main Event. Tell me she won some matches in Rio de Janeiro, something. She beat Natalya a couple weeks ago on Main Event. I know I'm the only person that watches that show, but she did beat her then. But like she's lost to Dakota Kai last week and has barely had any singles matches and lost to Mee Chin on Speed, I think was the last one that she had. I don't know. She had the triple threat that Lyra won as well. It's booked so badly, man. Give these people wins. That's all I'm saying. Rhea Ripley does an interview about Io Sky. Oh, boy. So, I often say that the person that people ask me about more, like in my day-to-day life, like when they find out what I do for a job, is Rhea Ripley. Do you know Rhea Ripley? The number of people, mostly women, in attendance at tonight's WWE Raw that were taking their kids, the brothers, whoever, were there with their boyfriends. I got four messages from women going, who is Rhea Ripley? That woman has a stranglehold on society. Good for her. Also, I want to say this. American Maid's like full-on star-spangled gear is hilarious. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Please leave a thumbs up. We got two big segments to talk about here. If you have any questions about behind the scenes news, anything like that, I'll see what I can do. If you like that type of stuff, I dropped a Q&A today over on Fightful Select, over 40 minutes long. Check it out. I do it every week. We've got Discord access. You want to be a part of this wonderful community over there. Get the Cody Rhodes promo, and he is very quickly interrupted by Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins, more than anything, confronts him. And he's like, you know, he doesn't want your soul. He says exactly what Corey Brennan was saying on Twitter. He wants you to be his puppet. He wants you to be his corporate champion, just like he was somebody's corporate champion 25 years ago, 26 years ago. And Cody fires back with the, you know, maybe he would have came after you if you hadn't already sold your soul to the devil 11 years ago, so to speak. He said, if you hadn't already been compromised, but that's what he meant. Seth Rollins has already sold his soul to the devil. Cody Rhodes hasn't. But what I loved was Seth Rollins straight up bringing up, listen, man, you remember what we went through, what I sacrificed. And what he sacrificed was, one, in kayfabe, the health of his own knee, his own championship, in order to help out Cody Rhodes beating The Rock. And then The Rock strolls back in. Hey, buddy, here, let's drink some tequila and come watch Moana with me. Ha ha, we're good now. Family. Seth Rollins is like, no, I mean, like, I was at that premiere too, but he isn't family. Like, Seth Rollins is like, I'm not dumb, man. What is... He's not falling for it. But Seth Rollins also, you know, he brought up everything that he sacrificed. But what I loved was that Cody Rhodes straight up said out loud a thing that a lot of people criticized WWE and Seth Rollins about at WrestleMania. Seth Rollins rolled in to night two of WrestleMania in his Shield gear and protected Cody, got that ass whipped, and was discarded. And Cody Rhodes says what a lot of people used as the reason. They said Seth Rollins was Cody's shield, and that's what Cody echoed tonight. And I love that because it's one of those things that if you said it out loud at the time, it's probably corny. But when you say it 11 months later, it plays off really well. And this played off really well. Seth Rollins is like, oh, you know what? It's going to be us anyway at WrestleMania. So watch yourself, little man. You got Demon Diva here. Thank God. Thank God what, Demon Diva? Thank God what? Alan Jeanette says, I think RKO will be back in time for Backlash. I hope so. I mean, you want him on WrestleMania if you can get him on WrestleMania. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. I hope to see some of you in Toronto this weekend as well. I don't know how that weather is going to work out. Like, listen, I've had people being like, it's going to be so cold there. I live in Kentucky, man. We had an ice storm for like 3 weeks. I just don't want snow. Just don't want snow. Judgment Day's Liv Morgan. Oh, God. Demon Diva says Cody got interrupted quickly. Thank God. Oh, brother. See, this is why you don't have no power. This is why you're sitting there in the dark right now, probably. Or is it your internet's down now? You're probably sitting there with a rechargeable battery and your dog trolling my show, Demon Diva. Judgment Day, the new tag team champions. I am of the belief this happened because Bianca is probably en route to facing Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. I don't know where the Jade thing fits into all of this. I asked Bianca Belair, what would it take for you to turn heel? Because Bobby Lashley had indicated that he had pitched her turning heel, and she was like, it's got to be something big. And that's what she said to me. And for a woman that did not come up in wrestling, boy, is she adept at wrestling. Obviously, from an in the ring standpoint, I'm not much of a match ratings guy because people act weird about it. But in my old match rating system, I would start at a 5 and it would go up and down the scale 1 to 10. And this woman became Mrs. WrestleMania to me. 2 10 out of 10 matches that I ranked on WrestleMania. I think one of the greatest WrestleMania performers of all time. And if she gets in there with Rhea Ripley, I fully expect another 10 out of 10 on my scale at WrestleMania. But I think she would need to be the heel because Rhea is such a babyface. As far as her attacking Jade, I might babyface her too. People might like it. But she said, the longer I'm a babyface, the bigger my heel turn is. And she said, I don't know if the audience is ready, and I don't know if I'm ready to be as disliked as I would want to be as a heel. And she did say, you know, like it is important to her what she does with children. And I'm telling you guys, like, she's at all the community events. Boys and Girls Club of America, when I'm there doing the community events, she's there. Food Pantry, she's there. Special Olympics, she's there. Always, every single time. You can count on Bianca Belair being there. Media day today, she's there. She is always around. She and always maintains a crazy schedule. I want to get the negatives out of the way because I want to give this match its flowers. Dominic involved in the women's division again. Change the record, man. My God. I would love for somebody to pull up a percentage of women's title matches that he could reasonably be involved in. So Rhea and Liv title matches that he has been involved in. Because I'm going to guess it's 100%. Also, this match buried the ref big time. Because Dominic did the foot on the ropes and it was in clear view. That being said, this match was a humper. My God. One of the best matches Raquel Rodriguez has ever had. One of the best matches in Naomi's career as well. Honestly, probably one of the best matches of Liv Morgan's career also. This is what the women's tag team division needs. You had the crowd all for it. Crowd loved it, and they should. I was sold a ticket three times on this match. I thought, that's it. KOD, that's it. Double KOD, that's it. This roll-up pin, that's it. This was just masterfully laid out. Masterfully laid out. Jason Jordan, and I believe, I'll check right now. I'll tell you guys who produced it. Jason Jordan and Michael Hayes produced it. Now, I know some aggregator account will take that and run with it, but credit FightfulSelect.com, best $6 a month in the business. Just a wonderfully laid out and executed match. And the false finishes that happened here. It's not like necessarily in a singles match where it's like, oh my God, they're kicking out of this finish. When you've got a partner that is able to break that pin up for you. Oh, it adds so much. And that's one of the crutches and the benefits of tag team wrestling that singles wrestling doesn't have. If you see like a bunch of crazy ass finishers and somebody kicks out, there are times in a singles match you go, all right, that's enough. But in a tag team match, if somebody breaks up that pin, you really have that benefit of being able to extend things and continue it. And this match just kept getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And I think it ended with the right result. I think Bianca Belair heads towards WrestleMania. And if not, I'm still interested in whatever she's got going on because, like, how will the dynamic between she and Naomi be now? Is Jade coming back? Jade's been at the Performance Center for like 2 months. This is fantastic. Man, I love tag team wrestling. Love tag team wrestling. I do want to say also earlier, War Raiders attacked American Made. I didn't bring that up, but they did. And all things considered, I thought this was a pretty damn solid Raw. Like my complaints on this were like the booking of the women. And listen, I released that story last week about some of the frustration within the division. I it was so ridiculous, some of the responses I saw. I saw people go, it's just Natalya. Well, I wish I would have talked to Natalya for this story. If I were her, I'd probably be frustrated. But it was a number of women that I talked to about this story. And it wasn't a, oh, well, we should get time that Rhea and Liv and Bianca are getting. No, it was, no, we should get time and they should get time too. That's the frustration that I heard. I do feel like in a lot of ways with WWE, some of the honeymoon period is over. They're still wildly successful. You are starting to hear about more like frustrations that I didn't really hear about for the last like year and a half. And Brandon Thurston, a post, had some details on the employee side as well. I can kind of echo some of those. But listen, don't get caught up in people telling you that everything is miserable or everything is sunshine and rainbows. We will just do our best to report as accurately as we possibly can. But FightfulSelect.com has that. Damon says, with Liv Raquel winning the tag titles, I no longer see Liv winning the chamber. I don't either. I didn't anyway. I think that she will be involved in a tag team title match at WrestleMania. And at this point, three-time tag team champions, Liv and Raquel. First time that's ever happened. Good for them. Congrats. Jared says, women's tag team main event banged last week. Liv Raquel versus Damage Control banged. This is what the women's tag division needs, along with actual teams. You damn right it does. You damn right it does. This has long been something that the division has craved. And it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. And I know that just because Dakota beat Ivy last week. But you need to put on great matches and give people reasons to care about the division. And I mean that for the mid-card titles as well. Look over on, it's not just the women on SmackDown. Like, I do not give a damn about the U.S. title right now. They had Nakamura win it, and then what? Okay. And I know I'll have people say, well, what about an AEW? Same thing over there, buddy. They haven't had a lot of good substantial feuds for some of their mid-card titles. I want to see that. Well, I want to see you guys subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We would greatly appreciate that. I am back on Wednesday with The Hump. And then the AEW post show. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Check out our wonderful sponsor at ketone.com/Fightful and nordvpn.com/Fightful. That is how I watch all WWE content now. I changed my virtual location to the UK and I watch on Netflix, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs. It's phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, it's a way to save money at that point. I want to say thank you to all you wonderful people that tuned in tonight. Please follow us on Twitter, on Blue Sky. We are on audio platforms everywhere. I'm going to be doing a lot of contests, like giveaways for gift cards and WWE 2K25. And if you leave us a nice 5-star review on Spotify, on Apple, that will help get you entered. We'll have some of those rocking. Subscribe to Fightful here on YouTube. Again, like we drop so much content over here now. And we started to get finally into the advertising marketing game, which you'll see on some recommended videos. But Gorilla Press closes us off saying, people forget the rarely ever 0.1% of the time does Fightful Select publish anything that isn't cross-referenced. Yeah, unless it's coming straight from somebody and I can just attribute it to them. That's really it, man. I take the reporting element seriously, but we do as best we can. And I think you guys would really enjoy that community over there. Guys, thank you all so much. Thank you to our great moderator, Luis. Till next time, we're out.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.